All right. raise your hand if your team's won this Sunday.
You probably want to listen
to this, and only Keith and myself have our hands up. Emmett, actually, he does not have his hand up because his team played my team. They came to downtown Chicago and left with that's what I'm talking about, G. That's what's up. The Bears, they were supposed to be terrible, and they quite possibly still will be. But
not terrible this weekend.
We wasn't terrible on Sunday. And we beat the Niners, who probably have one of the better defenses in the league. So what you got to say for yourself, man? Talk, you know.
Man. You know, they had some help from the elements and the refs.
Nah, fuck that. We was playing in the same motherfucking monsoon.
It was ugly. The second half, it really started like coming down. Once y'all went up, then they gonna make sure nobody can throw nothing. like damn.
Somebody turned the weather app all the way up, nigga. They was like, nah, we winning this bitch. It's like, God damn.
No, that was alarming, though, all of those defensive breakdowns. That was a little bit, because we had y'all like snuffed out. Y'all was getting like, 2 yards a pop in the first half? No points, wasn't moving the ball nowhere. Then you get that face mask on that third down coming out of the first of the second half.
Uh-huh.
Kept the drive alive. Then you get the busted coverage. Dante Pettis, his bum ass was wide open.
Bro, I mean, all right, go ahead.
You'll get to find out about Dante Pettis soon enough. You'll find out all about
it. We got the worst wide receiver core in the league. I know that.
11 ain't bad. 11 ain't bad.
Who?
Number 11 for y'all squad. The wide receiver.
I don't know if that's Mooney or St. Brown.
I think it's Mooney.
Mooney ain't do much today.
He's okay. Ideally, he'd be like a number three.
So, but yeah, it was the penalties for y'all. Like, y'all just look like an undisciplined team.
I hang this one on Kyle. The penalties, then the blown one to Dante Pettis, and then the other blown one down the middle of the field where he was wide open. I don't know why the safety 29 Hufanga was balling until that one play, and he gave up 7.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
What's up?
Jimmy start next week?
No.
Trey wasn't the reason we lost the game. If he came in there and stunk it up, the calls for Jimmy would have started, but he wasn't the reason we lost.
Who y'all got next week?
Seattle. If we lose that one, those calls will start.
Where's it at?
It's at home. I will be stunned if we lose that one. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure it's at home.
Ooh, if it's on the roll and division got a chance to knock y'all pretty much out.
Ain't no way if we lose to them bums, he need to get benched. I can't blame him for the loss. I mean, it was a monsoon. You expect them to sling the rock in the middle of a monsoon like he's a seasoned vet? I didn't expect that.
He surprised me with some of the throws he made, though.
Yeah, the one to McLeod over that layered one was nice. He had a couple really good ones.
Yeah, some of those throws like spoke well to where he could go in terms of being a quarterback.
No, I like what I saw from him. He had the bad interception over the middle, and then he had the missed touchdown. Other than that, he played a pretty clean game to me.
Yeah, and the fact that he adds
it's the at element, the crib.
Is at the crib? Okay.
Yeah.
The fact that he adds the element that Kyle wants in terms of being able to like be a threat in the running game. Like they were running like triple options and shit that was working though. Like them motherfuckers are tough to defend.
No, I don't know, and that's on Kyle too. Once Mitchell got hurt, the running game like disappeared. Like We was getting like 6 yards a clip when our starting running back was there, Elijah Mitchell. And then he got hurt, I want to say, in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then he should have put Debo back there once nobody else, none of the other running backs were playing well. I would have went ahead and threw Debo in that back.
Wait, this kid was hurt last year, though, too, wasn't he?
He gets hurt a lot. He's good when he's healthy, but he gets hurt a lot.
And then y'all cut the Ohio State kid.
So. Yeah, he's been struggling. Trey Sherman, he struggled like since his rookie season. He has not been that hot. I like the undrafted kid. I thought he should have got some burn once. What's that kid said?
Jeff Wilson.
There you go. Once he was really struggling, I would have gave the undrafted rookie Mason a look. Him or D, I would have gave one of them to a look like this. Jeff Wilson did not have it going at all.
Mm-hmm.
Trey was good. He timed a couple good little quarterback draw play calls in there. He had some nice throws. I see why they took him. I see what they're projecting where he's supposed to go. I mean, he's a project, so he's not there yet, and you can't expect him to cover up. You can't expect him to cover up 11 penalties and sloppy play. That's not the expectation I have on the kid. I expect him not to lose the game, be good enough to win the game. I thought he was good enough to win the game, but the team, the defense, and then the running game in the second half was not good enough at all.
Yeah, I think if y'all had Kittle, y'all win that game for sure. I mean, y'all probably should have won that shit anyway, but I had a feeling that our first game, they were going to come out and play well. Like, I actually would have rather seen the game with normal conditions.
Without the rain, yes.
Just to see where we were at. But I thought we were at a better place. I thought we had a chance to win. I thought we had a chance to cover for sure. But when we had an outside, I thought.
You know, you were hyping it up. I didn't see it. It started out how I expected it, except we blew a lot of opportunities. Like, we should have put y'all away.
Mm-hmm. Our defense is better than we thought going in. And our best pass rusher couldn't even get going because Trent, you know, I mean, he's really, really good. And you didn't even hear anything from Robert Quinn the whole game. But, yeah, I like the defense. I like where the defense is headed. I mean, they don't have any weapons on offense, so it's tough to like even gauge Justin in a lot of ways. But he makes it happen. I mean, he made that shit happen. Regardless of blown coverages, they scored the touchdowns, and you know, that's a good sign.
I mean, they made the plays that were available to them. We didn't make the plays that were there. They capitalized on. They had two opportunities and they capitalized on both of them. I mean,
so
tip your hat to him for that. The kid, I mean, he played okay. I didn't walk away going like, man, Justin, like, he fucked us up. I didn't walk away from the game saying that.
He's got a lot though. He's got a lot that makes you excited about him. He just don't have any weapons. Like, he has no weapons. Like, so it's like,
I will give you that.
Very difficult to gauge. Like, if you gave him like one guy, you would, I think, be able to see like what he'd be able to do. But with his legs and just his ability to just move the offense when he really, really needs to. I mean, I'm still on the fence because I don't know if he could be like an upper echelon quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know about his decision making.
So
that's him in structure, but. But once he breaks the pocket, he can make stuff happen once he's out of the pocket.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, y'all seen that, you know. Well, man, see, you know. So
I'm not a big fan of the guys that break, like, spin out to the pocket. He spins out and tries to get outside of the tackle box.
Yeah.
Yes. He got away with it, but you don't really get away with it that much in the NFL. I prefer the guys that, like, step up into the pocket. And then if there's running lanes, they take those running lanes that way. He backs out of it a little bit. And I mean, he can get away with it sometimes because he's a big time athlete. He's one of, you know, probably about a 4-4 type of guy.
Yeah. So I think that even with this offense, I think our defense is going to be good enough to win games. Surprisingly, I didn't see that coming. So, no, wait, let me finish. And so what I'm saying is if we continue to win games in this first half of this season, which we can't because our schedule sucks, they're going to have to go out and get him something, somebody.
The deadline?
Yes, yeah, to throw the rock to. We've got our rookie coming in who's hurt right now, and they really like him, so maybe he provides something, but
on the outside.
I expected to see something from the tight end, Cole Kmet. He was invisible today.
Y'all got no weapons, dog. No
none. It's no zero. Line. No. The line's okay. Like it could have got really bad up front if our line wasn't okay, y'all would have destroyed us.
I mean, because it wasn't the line to he evaded the pressure, like the plays, he could have been sacked, but he made the guy miss and then made a play with his feet in the broken play scenario. I didn't walk away going like the O-line. I would still have questions about that O-line based off of that game.
I'm not saying I don't have questions. I'm saying that they're better. They're decent. Like, I've seen bad O-line. This one is terrible. Like,
it's a better group than the receiver group, I will say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Against that front, if he, I don't know how many times he got sacked. Maybe it was like,
two. Both got one. Somebody else got one.
That's what I'm saying.
It should have been like four or five, but he escaped them. Is what I mean.
Yeah,
should have been more, but I give him the credit for escaping those. The defense, man, our offense is kind of like a work in progress. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. Once y'all play a more in-tuned offense going, then I'll have a better idea. If I see y'all come and stop an offense that's a little bit farther along. Because we're a running offense that ran the ball well in the first half and then couldn't run once the starting running back got hurt.
No, but y'all got weapons out wide, though. Like, Ayuk is good. Debo's good.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, that ticky-tack, man, that was a big penalty, too.
Which one?
The ticky tack PI call they called on
PI. He pushed off. He pushed off.
Oh my God. Every play is a PI. If that's a PI, every play is a PI.
What you want me to do?
That one was a bad call.
What you want me to do, dog?
Then the rough dog. Man, I the refs, they had some. I ain't gonna blame the refs, but there was a lot of bad calls in that one.
Nigga pushed off. And y'all, I mean, how many penalties y'all had? 10? Something like that?
On defense alone, 10. I think I was up in the teens, up in the upper teens, offense, yeah. Defense. It was sloppy. That's why I put this one on Kyle. Like,
yeah.
The team didn't seem ready in the second half to go. They were undisciplined.
Mm-hmm.
We clearly have more talent than what you guys have to work with. We played the more talented.
That's not, I mean, yeah, no shit. I mean, I think from top to bottom, I mean, every level of the defense, y'all got
it's better.
It's like real on the other side.
That's why I was so disappointed that they collapsed the way that they did in the second half. That's because the team is the defense is going to be what carries the team if it's going to go on a run. It's going to be the defense.
You're not giving us no credit for beating y'all. And that's a shame. You should give us some credit.
No, I give y'all the credit for capitalizing on the two instances.
Okay, because he could have missed those throws.
That's what I'm saying. He could have. That's what I'm saying. I give him credit for that. But if they were breakdowns, like, we broke down.
This nigga went and cooked us ham. What is that?
He got a
ham sandwich? He brought back two ham sandwiches.
He
brought back a foot long. Is that a foot long sandwich?
Corn.
Nigga, did you just go to the Mexican spot?
I didn't go to the Mexican spot. So, in California, you heard of the ice cream man before, right?
Oh, they got a elote man?
There's a guy comes through on a bike that sells these corn.
This nigga heard him.
This nigga ran. He ran. He sprinted outside. Wait. Hold up.
Paid the quarters, though.
You paid the nigga...
Him a quarter.
How much was it in total?
$6.
You gave this man $6 a quarter?
I gave him $5. I have one single.
Damn, how much? That's 20 quarters, nigga?
All spends the same.
What do you got so many quarters laying around? Some of damn quarters to be laying around.
Hey, bro. Don't worry about this lifestyle.
What the fuck is he doing, man?
I don't know, man. Shit.
They're
going to
go to the car wash one time, bro.
Motherfuckers do look slam. I ain't even going to hold you, though. Motherfuckers look slam. Elote be slam.
Now, that shit look legit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so... yeah, man, we came out with the dub, man. Hold on, let me see who we got next week.
Yeah, they capitalized on them two plays.
And the weather like helped us out. Man.
It did. Because as soon as we needed the throw, it became like a monsoon. I'm like, damn, the second we got to start throwing.
Damn, we going to Green Bay next week. Ain't this about a bitch?
They struggling too. So
they look terrible today, though. I watched the whole game. They looked really good.
Aaron Rodgers is already in fuck it mode. It's like, he is. What? He already like that.
Yeah, they're
so anything could happen in that one. I don't know. At the crib, I feel you.
It's tough. Or Sunday night football. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I knew we would cover this game. I just had a feeling that it would be close. That one, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, they've been whooping our ass for so long.
It is true.
They've been
beating our ass. He does have y'all number.
He whoops our ass. I don't care what's the scenario, where we have to be. If they got niggas out, it don't matter. They whoop our ass. So I'm not even going. Y'all got a young quarterback who hasn't, you know, y'all was on the other side of the country. It's, you know,
rains. And you know, there was some circumstances.
Yeah, it was some circumstances. This one, I don't know. That would be, if we win that bitch, we might get on the roll. I don't know. I mean,
the NFC is kind of weak, but it's very weak. I don't know if I'm there.
Man,
it is kind of trash. It is kind of trash.
Man, I like Justin's finding ways to win, though. That's I don't give a fuck about anything else. If your quarterback can find ways to win, that's always a good sign, bro. Always. I don't care. So if he can find a way to win some of these games, I'll be encouraged. So, all right, Keith. Y'all had old Flacco, yes. Man.
Going to get his revenge this time, man. I was rooting for it.
Me too, on the low.
I was too, though. I came for it.
Then they didn't have a shot in hell to win that game.
Not really. Not really at all, no.
But our defense, though?
Yeah, I drafted them everywhere. They real.
In the coordinator change. No. Mike McDonald from Michigan. Bro. Our defense looks.
How did Notre Dame kid look? I checked him in.
Today.
Okay.
Made a few tackles, he blitzed a little bit. They put him.
How y'all using him though? Like, is he closer to the line? Okay.
Sometimes he covers tight end. Sometimes he blitzes. Sometimes he plays, you know, back half. And he's a chess piece.
No, yeah, I liked him at Notre Dame, but it's just, yeah, I never. It's just always people are a little scared when you ain't never really seen nobody with a similar build play the position. Like, I ain't never seen no 6'4". What is he, like 225?
Yeah, but he doesn't, like, start either, though. Like, we're in our base set, he doesn't start.
And he's not one of the starter safeties?
No.
Because he comes in when y'all go down.
When we go down, we go him. He'll be one of the DBs.
Hell, JK out, which is probably a good. I mean, against these niggas, you don't really need him.
Yeah, you should be able to win without him against the Jets.
I don't understand how Kenyon Drake can get dropped or released, and he comes straight on our team, makes the roster, and like start and get the most carries.
That running back room is kind of without JK.
Yeah, without JK, it's, you know.
Lamar is the best runner after that.
He's the best runner with JK. He's the
best runner with JK, yeah.
Fair. But I would.
One thing I like about this game, though, I mean, Lamar, he threw us to victory.
Yeah. Okay.
He only rushed 6 times.
Right. I mean, against these guys, you could do whatever.
No, their defense. Their defense is okay.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you'll see later on this year how good their defense is.
I think what's his name was probably, this will probably be his last year.
Solomon? Damn.
New York don't play, man. It's because of the, for me, it's because of the market. They were terrible last year. I don't see them making the playoffs this year.
I actually really like this defensive.
The defense is okay, bro.
CJ, Quinn Williams, I love Solo, Sheldon Rankins, LaMarcus Joyner, Sauce Gardner. I like this defense, man.
DJ Reed, I like DJ Reed too. It's decent. It's not a bad defense.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, they kind of held. I thought they was going to score a lot more than this, than 24. So
then 24 points.
So they did. I mean, they didn't do terrible.
They didn't have the running game though.
Joko threw for 3 bills. Damn, he threw 50. You ain't gonna win if Joe Flacco throwing 59 times. That is not a winning formula.
They didn't have a choice.
They were behind.
Yeah.
They were behind the whole, let's see. Not the whole game, though.
This motherfucker's arm gonna fall off by week.
It was 10. It was 10-3 at half. I mean, damn, y'all. You abandoned the run game a little quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was doing 6 yards a pop. I don't know what happened.
The receiving is kind of shaking out. Like, I think it is gonna. I mean, Mark's always gonna be your number one. So whoever is the top wide receiver, who's Rashad Bateman, is gonna be your number two. Really, and he got an end zone, so that's good. And Duvernay got in there twice, so that's, you know.
I like the way we scored. We scored on like wrong plays. Like Lamar threw us the victory. It wasn't like we got down to the goal line and ran it in, Lamar threw us 25-yard touchdown, 30-yard touchdown. The Lamar Jackson that everybody wants to see is here now.
Who y'all got next week? Let's see. Oh, the Dolphins. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. I actually would really be interested in watching that one.
It's at home though, so we might be sure.
That's gonna be a good one. Yeah, they just got done beating the brakes off the Pats.
Yeah.
Your boy, hey McDaniels, your boy.
I hate him. But they loaded.
Belichick to the woodshed though.
But that team is loaded though, defensively and offensively. They got everything.
They got the weapons. They got everything but an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
If they had an elite quarterback, I would be like, yeah, they in the Super Bowl discussion if they had a guy.
This wide receiver, we can stop talking about them after this, but this wide receiver room, Corey Davis, Garrett Wilson, nice. Roger Moore.
Nice.
That is a really nice three. And they're going, once they get Zach back, hopefully it
was it 4 weeks? They said he's supposed to be out the first 4 weeks.
Yeah. 4 weeks. Yeah. Four weeks of Flacco. That
you might lose all four of those. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like.
I like the running back tandem too.
Yeah. Michael Carter's not bad.
Yeah, I like Carter.
I've heard good things about Breece Hall. I haven't really watched him, but yeah.
The Jets look like they're a year away.
I hope they keep Sala one more year.
I do too. I
who?
Sorry, go ahead.
Jamon James tore his Achilles again.
The tackle?
Yeah.
Damn.
So we gotta wait till Stanley comes back.
So you're gonna patchwork it until how long is he supposed to be out for?
I think they're going to rush him back now. They were kind of
I mean, you only got one starting caliber tackle. I would try to make sure he's good before I put him back out there. But
So we put Bakari at left tackle.
Yeah, it's gonna be
Daniel Polele. Probably he's probably gonna start playing suited up now. The rookie. And it's massive. He's like 6'9", 330. No, he's like 370. He's massive. Daniel Polele.
Oh.
Our backup right tackle. I was saying he may suit up now since
Filele. So you got Morgan Moses. So I guess it was who? Juwan James was they kicked him the tackle.
Yeah, he's the one that got hurt.
Oh, okay. Damn.
So we stashed him for a year, let him get like recovered. He converted to left tackle and got hurt the first game.
When is Stanley coming back?
I don't know. I think he started practicing again. I think they were just holding him out.
What's he out with, though?
Remember he got hurt 2 years ago?
Oh, he's still coming back from that.
He got hurt again last year because they rushed him back.
Damn. He's nice, though, when he's healthy.
No, he's like all-pro Hall of Fame nice.
He got to be out there soon because, you know, Morgan Moses, he's like a right tackle. Like, you don't really want to kick him over.
Not at all.
So
no,
he was getting exposed today too.
Was he?
Low he's key, not that like, great.
People yeah, rushing him back, bro.
I like.
Didn't look great. Yeah, our defense is nasty, bro.
Hey, Justin Houston's still nice. He's gonna be nice for like maybe.
I told you he could still. I liked it. I wish we would have picked him up. Justin Houston's still balling.
I like the backups.
Defense look good. Brandon Stevens look good today. Fuller looked good today. Hamilton looked good today.
Campbell's still nice?
Hamilton? Kyle Hamilton, he's a rookie.
No, Calais Campbell, he's still nice. He's like 50.
Oh, Calais. He made some plays today, too. He's massive. He's 6'8".
Yeah, he's been nice for a little minute.
Yeah, he's been nice for a long time. Yeah.
Patrick Queen look a little bit better this so far?
Who?
Patrick Queen.
Yeah, he made some plays today too. I think the new scheme helps him out.
Yeah, I liked him coming out. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened this first.
I think it's the scheme. He looks like he belongs now.
I want more than two receptions for him. I want y'all to like force feed him a little bit more. I don't like how y'all handle y'all wide receivers. It never sits right with me. Like, it just doesn't. I just want y'all to play offense a little bit differently, but.
We were doing like toss sweeps today and shit.
Yeah, like, I don't like that shit.
It's G-Row. What was his play call?
We do a lot of toss sweeps too.
Yeah.
If you're a run first team, you almost always have a couple tosses.
I like the fact that we didn't have to force feed Lamar today to win. Like, it was obvious that the running game wasn't going, and it wasn't a lot of Lamar, like, design plays. He actually threw us a victory.
A motherfucking tie.
I know. Ooh. That's wild.
Yuck. Hey, you tie with the Texans.
Texans, though. Matt Ryan washed, man. They should trade it for Jimmy.
Maybe.
Matt Ryan cooked, man. He looked kind of cooked last year. And then everybody just thought the Falcons was trash. I mean, he should do 50 times.
These niggas' arms gonna fall off, man. 50 times? That's a lot.
7 yards a clip?
Ugly. That.
1-1.
Because this team is terrible.
Yeah.
They're bad.
These used cars look the same, but
they're bad.
I mean, this team isn't. I mean, look at this team, though.
No, I mean, you got Jonathan Taylor and Pittman. You got some horses.
Jonathan Taylor is nice, man.
No, he's nice.
5 yards. He did 5 a clip. I mean, he did his job.
No, Jonathan Taylor is nice. I'm not a. I mean, I think Michael Pittman's okay, but I
like Michael Pittman. I know.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, okay. But besides those two, you got really no quarterback. I mean, Matt's washed. We could all agree there. And then the other.
They have a really good O-line, though.
But then the other skill positions are just like, this is how it's always been. They never want to change and, like, get better receivers. They don't want to get, like, a upper echelon quarterback. They're kind of just staying the same in it. This is what happens.
I think they drafted – they tried to get the top-end receivers. They drafted Paris Campbell. They drafted Michael Pittman. They just didn't become superstars.
Second round.
I mean, you could get good wide receivers in the second.
I don't think he's good, though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's good.
No.
It's their own pick.
I agree with you, but I'm saying you might have missed on the pick, but you can spend in a second round pick on a receiver. You can have the expectation that he's going to be a starter quality.
You can find a starting caliber receiver at pick 59.
I agree with you. He hasn't panned out, and I don't know when that was.
Yeah, you might have. Yeah, you missed on him, but it wasn't because you didn't make the investment in the position.
This is 2019, and they're still holding on hope that he's going to be good. That is gone. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's time to move on, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then I agree with you there.
And you don't have Mo Alie-Cox is okay. I mean, he's not really like a upper echelon tight end. He makes plays once a year. They don't have good position players, in my opinion.
I would say they have like average position players.
I think it's below average.
You think it's below? Okay.
I mean, they got one guy who we know
can be really good.
The best player in his position. Other than that, I mean, I guess he shows up sometimes, but they had to pass a lot because they were down most of this game. They were down a lot until the fourth quarter. And I don't know if he does this every week. I'm not a huge fan of Michael Pittman. I think he's just okay.
I think he's a starting receiver. Is he ideally not your number one, but a number two? I think he'd be a really good number two.
So, I mean, yeah, I think the defense is better. They'll get Darius Leonard, who wants to go. Yeah, I heard he wants to go by Shaq Leonard now. So they'll get him back. And then maybe the defense looks a little better. If they had him, they probably win this game, though. I'll say that. Because they probably win the game up 20 to the damn Texans.
It's like two bad teams.
So. Any other interesting games? Giants got a fucking win.
That was surprising. Ryan Tannehill's seat getting hot. He played well, but if you're going to lose to the Giants, I mean, why the hell not play the young kid?
Have you watched that kid?
Malik?
The backup, yeah.
I've seen a little bit. I haven't watched, like, games. I've seen a couple of their highlights where he's made some nice little throws in them highlight clips, but I haven't sat down and watched him the whole game. He looks like he's real?
You got you real. Like this could happen if they go on a little slide. This could happen.
He could be replaced by like week 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's fucking around.
I think so too. Eric Henry, that was disappointing.
This is concerning. This is very concerning. 3.9
a clip ain't gonna get it done.
Especially against this defense. This is concerning. It's concerning because he was my first fucking pick in the fucking fantasy. So this motherfucker better get it going, goddamn.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
Ugly.
Tannehill actually didn't play bad. He actually didn't play bad. Look at the stat line.
What do you say, Keith?
They don't have no skill position players neither.
Yeah, really? I don't think so either.
They traded away their number one receiver, who was a legit number one receiver, A.J. Brown.
I don't know why they
numbers today.
They didn't want to pay him.
That's fucking crazy.
Record numbers today.
I would have paid him. He took a decent deal. It's not like he broke some kind of record-breaking deal.
Yeah, he took
like the Eagles look like they can make some noise, too.
Look at this. That's crazy.
17, he can't carry that. What in the what? 17.
That's what Lamar's doing.
Right. What are you laughing for? You don't think this is sustainable? It's probably, it's not. No,
it's not sustainable. Not 17 carries a game. Eight? Seven? You know what I mean? 7 to 8? Cool. 17? He's going to break down. He's tiny. By NFL standards.
Right. It depends on the hits he's taking. But I feel you. I feel you. This is concerning. Devontae Smith, he got more targets. He didn't catch the rock once. What the fuck?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I didn't catch that game. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I didn't really catch any of it either, but
I mean AJ Brown is better than him, but
yeah.
He got all of the looks.
I think Dallas Goedert, in terms of being a tight end, compared to where he's at as a wide receiver, is better than him too. I like Dallas Goedert a lot, actually.
That's a fair assessment.
So I mean, but this skill, now when we talk about skill position rooms, they got some rooms. You know what I'm saying? Like wide receiver, tight end, running back.
I like their roster. Yeah.
So
they can make some noise because the NFC is like, poop. They gave up 35 to the Lions though.
Yeah, it was. So they were up by like 20. And then the Lions just like steadily came back. You know how that happens when you get up on a team.
When you get up, you kind of take your foot off the gas, and then next thing you know, you in the ball. I got you.
That's kind of what happened. But even for them to get within three is kind of concerning. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm hearing good things.
And the Lions are bad. Yeah, Swift can play.
Yeah. They're telling me that this kid could play too. But I don't. I mean, with the Lions, man, you got to show me like a lot that you can hoop. Cause
before I believe it, I feel you.
Yeah, y'all make terrible picks, and just a terrible football team in general.
It's a bad franchise. Yeah. Bad front office. No quarterback. I don't really like their head coach.
Yeah. Campbell?
Who?
you watch Hard Knocks? Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I watched some segments of it.
Oh, this nigga got you off that bullshit.
Yeah. No knee biter. We're going to be out there biting kneecaps. I think he'll be gone soon. I think the Vikings are real, though.
Yes. 9-184-2.
He the best? He best in the show right now?
No, he's not better than Ja'Marr Chase, but he's
a legit conversation though for me.
It's a legit conversation. This is what I was gonna say that I've been thinking. I've never seen a wide receiver, maybe Randy, in his prime, that was a walking 150 like Ja'Marr Chase. He is a walking 150.
I think he got hurt today.
No, they both real to me. Like they both real. They just do it different ways. Ja'Marr is just like raw athleticism. He's just a tremendous talent. The other kid is like a smooth ass. He's like a smooth ass route runner. I'm not as high on Joey as everybody else, but
love him. I just think he had a bad day, and that was the ugly game.
Lost it to Biscay.
My nigga, true, man.
Nagy had everybody looking like a bum.
he left. We looked disciplined, like we went at games and shit. Shit crazy, man. This is concerning for them, though.
That wide receiver room.
Ugly.
That A.J. Dillon let him in reception.
Damn.
The power back let him in receptions.
Damn.
And then Romeo Dobbs, who's that?
I don't even know who that is. It's a rookie, probably.
He's a rookie, yeah.
Christian Watson, that's the kid that played with Trey Lance.
Well, the first play of the game, they had Christian Watson. He had burned Patrick Peterson. Gone. Had him by like five steps. The ball hit him right in the head. The motherfucker dropped it. That like kind of fucked the whole game up. So
one of them plays that turned the whole momentum around.
Yeah,
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, Sam. They had Sam. They got Sam out there, man.
He used to be nice. I don't think he got it no more.
It's ugly.
They got up. They got all the Sammy Randall, and then they got washed receivers, and then young receivers that ain't ready.
And Jordan Love got in.
Yeah, that's concerning too. I mean,
because they was getting spanked.
No, well, maybe, but they was fucking airing up a little bit. Like he was getting, it was one play. I was like, I don't know if he getting up after that.
5.7. Jeez. He stunk up the joint.
They might win the division.
I think so. That's what I would pick to win the North.
Yeah, right now.
They got good receivers, good running backs, solid defense, solid quarterback.
Yeah.
The most talented team in the division to me.
Yeah.
This one, I didn't get to watch it, but it looked like that one was a good one, though.
Was it just Devontae whole time?
Hooping.
He got targeted 17 times.
I mean, that's what he was doing in
Green Bay.
Green Bay too. But I feel you though. I mean, but when he's that talented, like you gotta give him the football. Like you got, that's what I'm saying with y'all. Like, pick a wide receiver who's talented. Y'all have Rashad Bateman. Force feed him the rock. Like, just give him the football and see what happens. Like, but
yeah, Devontae big time. I like. I mean, I think the Chargers. I like them to like. I like them in the Bills. Them the Bills and the Chiefs like sneak. Those are like my top three in the AFC. I don't know
the Raiders.
Which one of them? No, the Chargers.
Okay.
The Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Bills. I look at them as like the best teams. Cause,
what do you say, Keith?
I think Keenan Allen got hurt today.
Yeah, he did.
Damn. Yeah, nice.
Mike Williams has quietly been their number one receiver for 2 years now, but
he nice too.
But he didn't have a good game today. They didn't really actually play well offensively. Like they usually do. So maybe the Raiders defense is better than we think they are.
I don't know. Herbert was hooping, man. Look at the line, 3-0. 8 a clip. Decent completion percentage.
What I'm saying is I expect more from this offense.
More than 24 personally. Points. I, me too. I would expect them to score more than 24. It's a division game, though.
It's a division game. I'll give you that. They got a dynamic running back, a couple dynamic wide receivers. This tight end apparently can hoop. And one of the
best quarterbacks
in the league. Yeah, so I expect them to score more points than this. So, but they won the game.
This is a better unit than their offense, though.
I think the Raiders are going to be good too, though. The AFC West is that's the best division in football.
Easily. West.
The worst team is either the Raiders or the Broncos.
To the AFC West, I gotta see Russ first before I say that.
You don't fuck with Russ, huh?
I think that a lot of his glory came off the back of that defense.
No. What?
Early in his career, yes.
He's made I've seen some come from behind shit from him, but he...
We are not doing this tonight.
No, in his first 2 years in the league, yes, when he was young.
The rest of his career. Orange Super Bowl.
That was a stupid play call.
Well, that wasn't
his fault, though.
He
knew
he should have checked that shit. Everybody in the huddle, you hear about that? Did you hear about what happened?
They said that they told him to switch the play.
Well, no, like people were like looking around, like what the fuck in the huddle when they like called a pass. Like, everybody knew it should have been in Marshawn's hands.
But I don't put that on Russ, though. I mean. Sometimes I
would
put that on the OC.
Play, bro.
Nah, but they sit there. They sent the. He couldn't have. They sent the personnel out there. Everybody. They was empty, I think. Or.
It was in the gun. I don't know why.
Yeah, they were in the gun. Marshawn, like, I think.
I think he was still back there, actually.
Motioned out or some shit.
Yeah.
So I would have just kept handing it to Marshawn until he got in.
That's the worst play call in history.
In Super Bowl history, right there, that one.
In history, but, I think.
In all of history.
because of the magnitude of it. I mean,
it was a needless risky play. I don't know why they did that. But I don't blame Russ for that. And then I've seen Russ carry like Seattle's gonna be terrible this year. Now that he's gone. I have a hard time seeing them winning more than 5 games.
Yeah, they should be picking higher.
And he kept them competitive in the playoffs for like his entire career.
Yeah, Russ, honestly, to me, he's like a magician. I used to call him a magician. Like, he's I don't even know why we're arguing this. Like, this nigga is
amazing. I don't get the Russ hate.
What is he talking about, man?
If anybody gonna hate Russ, it should be me. It should be me. If anybody gonna hate on that nigga, it should be me. But
I'm not hating on him. I'm just look, bro. When's the last time he been in the playoffs?
All right, fair, I guess.
That's fair. I think he's going to do very well in this situation over here.
He can't even make it to the playoffs.
Okay. Fair. Russ real, though.
I'm not trying to say he's a scrub.
Russ is nice, man. Russ is top 10. He's a top, so he's not a top 10 quarterback?
He hasn't made the playoffs in the last few years. I don't know.
So you're saying he's not a top 10 quarterback?
Top 10 quarterbacks make the playoffs, B.
Yeah, he said Russ ain't top 10.
I can't go there with you.
I'm not there with you either.
5 tutties.
I recognize his greatness, bro, but it's just like, I gotta see, like, they hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some quarterbacks that get a lot of hate, but still, you know, accomplish a lot. And there are some quarterbacks that are glorified.
You don't like him because you think Lamar is better than him. I got you.
Is that what it is, the dual threat shit?
He gets the props that Lamar don't get. I got you.
There's some quarterbacks that they hold up on, you know, certain pedestals, and I don't get why certain quarterbacks receive the hate they will receive.
Man, Russ.
It makes sense. I love Lamar.
But come on.
I mean, I think they played this year, and when they went head-to-head, Lamar
won. I'm taking Russ, though. I'm still taking Russ.
Of course.
Quarterback make the playoffs, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we need to talk about Lamar turning down his contract. I mean,
yes, that is big. That is
I get why he turned it down, because DeSean Jackson, he views himself as good as DeSean Jackson or better.
Or better.
DeSean Watson. And off the field, he's been clean. He wants 230 or close guaranteed.
231.
I think he would do something. I mean, obviously, he'd do something equal, but he passed up more guaranteed money. He had more guaranteed money than Kyler, and who was the other person? And Russ.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So he
like 133 guaranteed. I think.
Yeah.
6 years.
How do you feel about that, Keith?
Either way, he's going to have to get paid, so he might as well hold out for what he wants. Either way, he's gonna get paid. Like, this is all on the Ravens to make the right play. Because the Raven, he's gonna get paid regardless. So it's just like, how are you gonna manipulate the salary cap to get Lamar what he wants?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if he gets franchised, he's gonna get paid out.
It's gonna be like 31 million.
If they use the exclusive tag, that he's getting paid like 40 something next year if they use the exclusive tag, and then the next
year to use the exclusive,
it's 50 something.
Schefter kind of alluded to something like he might play on the tag until 2025 and then
go elsewhere. Stupid pay.
I think I would not recommend that.
I don't think that's a good business decision.
I mean,
very risky.
Their own decisions. It is, but either way, he's going to get paid. So it's just like,
if it was hoops, I'd be with you.
Do you want to pay him $40 million a year on a franchise tag, or do you want to make sure he has a signing bonus?
I would rather pay him on the franchise tag.
It's all on the Ravens, in my opinion. Either way, he's getting paid. And I think he knows it.
Well, okay. Maybe. I mean, this is the most violent game, you know what I'm saying, that we play, like, as a
that we got on this side of the water, yeah.
So
I mean, I'm pretty sure he has an insurance policy against that too.
So, yeah, but it's different. It's not the same thing when you get that guaranteed money. I get what he, Deshaun Watson, after signing that deal, is good for life. It don't matter if he plays or not.
Plays it down, yeah.
So that's what Lamar is saying. Like, take care of my family forever on this contract, the one I'm about to sign. I get it, but it's risky what he's doing.
I get Lamar's point of view. He's saying I'm every bit of Deshaun Watson, and this is what Deshaun Watson got. So,
and I'm hooping right now, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's crazy.
And the Ravens are saying, like, yeah, that was pretty wild what the Browns did. I don't know if I'm gonna be that wild like them, but I'll be, you know what I mean, we could do something more reasonable. I'm not fully guaranteeing $230 million.
That's a lot of fucking bread.
I feel the Ravens. I wouldn't do it either if I was the Ravens. Well, I wouldn't give him $230 million.
It's more about the GMs not wanting to set a precedent on this shit.
This could end in a trade.
You think so?
It could.
Possibly.
I mean,
possibly.
If you don't want to pay him.
So you think there's a lot of other teams that will guarantee him $230
million? Hell yeah. What the fuck?
Bad teams.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who they are. I think he just wants to get paid. I think once he goes to a team, he feels like he can make them better. So,
because on offense, we're scrubs without him right now, currently.
Scrubs.
I mean, so you guys will be picking in the top five, top ten, because you have no other quarterback option. Even though the roster's not bad.
It depends, because our defense is lights out, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, the roster's not bad. I don't know. Who's y'all backup? Y'all lost that one kid. Oh, he came back. Okay.
Wait.
I told you he was better than both of y'all's quarterbacks.
Wait, does Lamar want to go to Miami? Is he angling for that?
I don't believe he's angling for that. I believe if the Ravens gave him what he asked for, he would have signed the deal.
He has a Ravens tattoo across his chest, so I don't know.
That's a big mistake.
To me, I would, if I was him, I would not. I would. That's a lot of risk to assume, man. Because they have you under contract this year, so you're basically woefully underpaid this year for where you rank at your position. And where you're getting paid. And then next year you're gonna play on the franchise tag, which will be what, $32 million, something like that.
He needs it.
So you're playing on a 2-year $53-54 million contract, essentially. And the most violent sport, and you're a running court. I don't know, man. I don't know. Know if that's wise.
He didn't run today, bro.
If he had an agent, they would not have let him play a down this season without signing a new contract.
What does an agent have to do with this? Because either way, he's going to have to be presented with a contract.
An agent would have advised him against this. No, not necessarily advised him against it. They would have made a deal happen that was good for both sides.
Okay,
that's what an agent would have done, in my opinion. That if he had an agent, this would be done and finished, and he would have gotten his money already. So that's my opinion on the situation. And this is risky. I don't like the feel of this. I don't like the feel of this for him.
To me, it's way too, for the Ravens, it's great. I don't have to obligate myself to long-term money on you. And if you suffer some kind of major injury, I can just move on.
Yeah.
And replace you, and I don't have to worry about dead cap money and all of this stuff. So if I'm the Ravens, I'm cool with it. If I'm the Ravens, if I'm Lamar, I'm not playing this violent of a game with no kind of guarantees. Because you could, one man, it could happen to anybody, man, and you not quite as good as you once were, not quite the same athlete because you suffered some kind of horrendous. No one was wishing that on him, but. That's on the table because of the nature of the game you play.
We've seen guys turn down millions of dollars in the NBA and regret it.
Schroeder, Dennis Schroeder,
No, Nerlens Noel had a deal as well that was like.
Yeah, but we're not talking about superstars.
I don't give a fuck who we talking about. It's all economic thing at the end of the day. And and we're talking about a non-violent sport compared to a violent sport.
But we're talking about players who are overrated or just who would have got overpaid.
So what are you arguing that he should play like this? Like
he should assume all of this risk because
I think he's a human and he has the right to choose what he wants to do. And no, there's a lot more scrutiny on him doing it than other people in the past.
I don't think
not many niggas do
this. This is unprecedented. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, for quarterback
Cousins, like the reason why this is a big deal is because he's so good.
Because he's playing without any guarantees in an extremely violent sport, and he's earned the right to get those, negotiate those guarantees and be taken care of.
This type of attention. He had an agent. He's still with this route.
Because he's not as good as Lamar Jackson.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not a top 10 quarterback. What other top 10 quarterback is playing on like a shit deal?
Year to year.
People thought Dak was top 10. He was doing it for a little bit.
He got paid. He got his money.
Right, but he also got franchised too before getting paid.
He had some injuries too.
He still got paid.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's risky.
This is more on the Ravens than anything because either way you're going to have to pay this guy and it's like, how do you want to manipulate the cap to do? That's all I see. Like, how do you, either way you're going to have to pay this guy, how do you want to manipulate the cap so you have enough to build a team around it? Going the franchise route, you're not going to be able to do that as well as signing this guy, even if you do guarantee everything. Because a large majority of it could be signing bonus. So you can have a lower cap number so you can bring more people around them. Now, you want to franchise this guy, have a bigger cap hit, then you can't build a team around. This is, to me, this is on the Ravens. Either way, this guy's going to be paid.
So you think the Ravens should guarantee him $230 million?
It really doesn't matter.
That's the issue, though. He wants the Deshaun Watson deal.
Do you think
the Ravens should give him that?
He's better than Deshaun Watson, and he's up to get paid then. The president has been sent, presented to where the next quarterback in line gets paid more, and there's a new record number. And Deshaun Watson broke the record. Now it's Lamar's turn. Now, the issue is these GMs don't want to start doing these guaranteed contracts. So they're like, just their egos involved.
This is why he needs an agent. He needs a white boy in his corner to talk to these white boys.
I disagree with that one. I don't think he needs a white boy, but he does need an agent.
I mean, is an agent going to give him a fully guaranteed contract?
Maybe.
What's the difference between him and asking for one and the agent asking for one?
I'm telling you.
Big difference.
Yes,
teams don't want to deal with players like that.
And listen, man, they've had relationships with these guys. If he had, Lamar doesn't get any agent he wants. And that guy would get this thing done for him. And I'm sure they calling him like, Lamar, please, I get this done for you. But
I'm sure they recruited him. I get it. He said, well, why do I want to pay that fee to somebody? I'd rather have my mother do the deal. Well, structure it where you do a split of the points with your mom and the agent, and she gets some of the, and the agent is the chief negotiator on the contract, and she gets to, do something like that. Don't just say, forget it, I'm going to negotiate it myself. And then expect to get a $230 million guaranteed contract from that franchise. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Oh, yeah. So this guy, he's not a white guy.
The Asian dude.
But
you talking about? Yeah, there's an Asian guy that's really good too that does a lot of the quarterback deals. My only pushback was he don't need to be a white guy, but yeah, get an agent. Get an agent.
I'm just trying to get this man paid. So
I think he deserves to get paid. If I was a team, I wouldn't give him the $230 million Deshaun Watson deal, but something more in line with what they offered him, I think, is reasonable.
Now, I heard they made an offer higher than Kyler's and higher.
Yes. Beat the guarantees of Kyler's and Russell Wilson. Beat those guarantees.
Yeah.
Now, Russ's was an extension, so the money at signing and the guaranteed money will be different because of how he's already getting paid now.
His deal, it tacks on to what he already, so he's locked up forever. He's gonna retire a Bronco.
So he just, yeah, that's all he wants. He just wants it to be fully guaranteed.
That was the crux of the matter. And if I were the Ravens, I would not guarantee him $230 million. I wouldn't do it.
They didn't fuck the game up. This is
the Browns. Yeah.
Niggas that fuck the game up, man. These teams.
But then Wilson signing that deal kind of brings it a little bit back, swings the pendulum a little bit back towards the favorite teams, him not taking a fully guaranteed deal.
So it was more than Kyler's, less than Russ's. That's what it's in terms of guaranteed money. That's what it looks like.
I saw had it over both of those.
Well, the whole contract's worth $250, and that's more than
$133 guaranteed.
Yeah. So
how much is Wilson getting guaranteed?
$161
Okay.
So and Murray got Murray got $189 guaranteed. So he's saying he's not okay. So I agree with Lamar right now. Then
no, if he didn't beat Wilson's guarantees, then I would not sign that deal.
But he's saying I'm better than both of these niggas. So guarantee my whole contract. That's what he's saying. I agree with him.
And it's one of them, Murray. It's not even close.
This guy, Kyler, is just okay, and he is not worth this. But listen, he's a black man. Get paid. But I would feel a little queasy. $190 I gave this nigga, and I'm getting blown out of the crib. I would feel really queasy as whoever the owner of that team is. I don't give a fuck who else.
They gotta get Cliff Barrett out of there.
I don't give a fuck who is out right now. I don't give a fuck who's coaching. I don't give a fuck who's coaching. If you give someone $190, he's supposed to be the guy.
But the thing is, though, you already knew the writing on the wall. This is just a continuation of what he's already been doing.
Yeah. Just okay.
They start out hot and they flame out to epic proportions towards the end of the year.
Yeah. But they didn't even start out. I mean, they had them fucking bullies the beginning of the fucking year this year.
Wait, the Browns signed Watson $230 million, the Ravens offered fully guaranteed signing more than both Wilson and Murray.
Oh.
They offered him more guarantees than those last
two. At signing, oh, okay.
Yeah. More guarantees, but not $250 million guaranteed, no.
And then fuck the game up. These teams that are never good, like the Timberwolves and the Browns, fucking the game up.
Do silly shit, and then everybody want to expect the same in return.
That's
like shit. If Gobert worth 5 first, what's KD worth? 20? He's dog.
Nasty. They fucking the game up, man. They fucking the game.
I don't know, man. Maybe he'll go on and win the Super Bowl, and then he'll get that fully guaranteed contract that he's looking for. I don't believe that'll be the case. They'll probably tag him.
With this coming out, though, and like the actual numbers, I'm hoping that this gets done within the season some point.
Can they do it? I think they missed the window, like, for him to be able to sign an extension. Like, he's got to play out on this deal now.
Word?
I believe so. I'd have to double check it, but I don't think he can sign an extension now in season. He can do it at the end of the season.
I don't know. Because the reason why they really cut off talks is because Lamar Jackson set a date.
You hear this? You read this shit? The union advised Jackson, 25, that based on his performance and age, he was justified to demand a fully guaranteed contract, which I agree with.
But in theory,
y'all aren't his agent. So, I mean, I guess
the union has the player's best interest in mind. So,
and that, but
after, if
that's not Lamar, that's not what they're doing.
No, they're trying to set a precedent. Jackson's, yeah,
right. They don't have Lamar Jackson. If Lamar was to get the fully guaranteed contract, it would eventually help players down the line.
But that's not—they're not serving his best interest, is what.
But I'm that's saying. Not Lamar's best interest. That's theirs, is what.
That's true. I agree with that.
Where I'm at too.
I agree with y'all.
That's fucked up, because if he gets hurt severely, they only tried to do that to make sure everybody else, they trying to
so let everybody else can start getting good, fully guaranteed.
Be good. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but I think he wanted that before they even said anything.
This is fucked up.
It is.
That they advised him to do that, essentially.
That's good faith.
I get why the union wants him to do it, because that means going forward, it's easier for us to get more guarantees for all the other players.
I mean, they should have guaranteed money for everybody, though. These contracts should be fully guaranteed if we're being 100 real. But
there's no argument for me there for why it shouldn't be.
But
it should be collectively bargained into the CBA.
Right. But using him as a sacrificial lamb for this?
That's crazy. What they're doing.
It's crazy. I don't like that shit.
It's not hard.
That's actually quite disgusting.
This is risky. Because he's going to basically assume 2 years worth of high impact risk without anything guaranteed beyond those 2 years. I would not recommend him. Not in this sport. If he was hooping, I would probably be like, all right, I feel you. You could do the KD 1 year deals like KD and LeBron was doing. You sign a 1 year max deal. Sign another 1 year max deal. But this ain't hoops, though.
I don't like this. This feels nasty to me. This doesn't feel good to me. Something about this feels nasty.
So how does the situation end? What are y'all saying? He signs a contract extension. He signs a contract extension with the Ravens at the end of the season.
I don't think
that's the end. I could be wrong.
This motherfucker's playing 18. How many games in the regular season?
17.
And they make the playoffs. 20 games.
A couple, however many. 19. He's going to get tagged at the end of the season.
That's crazy. This is
they're not going to guarantee him $230 million. They're not going to do it.
I can't believe this. I don't like this. Because he's too good to be playing around like this. With like you can't play around. You only have a small window to get this money. You don't want it to be snatched away from you, man. This would be this is nasty. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Would you have took that contract and put it on the table?
I would try. I would have made it my mission. And I'm sure they have. I'm sure they really tried to get this done this past offseason. But damn. You wish that it could have got done.
I would kind of met in the middle. Like, you know their stronghold on like fully guaranteed contracts, but I would have like tried to get it like as guaranteed as possible. Like and it could, my contract was like 250, I want 200 guaranteed.
It could probably be, it could possibly be the league saying don't do this to the Ravens.
The other owners saying, hey,
don't do this shit.
We don't want to go down this road. We know the Browns did some wild shit, but we don't want to go down this road. I agree with you there. There could be an element of that involved. I believe it's the Ravens and the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens ownership needed the league to tell them that. I think they were like, I don't want to go down this road fully of 200 guaranteed. I know the Browns did that, but I don't want to do that. I'll take care of you as what I think is fair, but I'm not fully guaranteeing $230 million. And I don't think they're going to do it after he plays another season when they can franchise. Like, why would they? There's no incentive to do that. If he plays this rookie deal out and you franchise tag him, why would I guarantee $230 million when I have you tagged for one more season? And I could tag you again one more season after that.
Yeah, we're not that type of team, though.
I don't think so either. I think
we're going to try to get a deal done.
Like, so what?
Franchising someone is like literally the last resort.
So he's going to get franchise tag at the end of the season. Like, that's going to happen. Will they sign an extension after the tag? Is possible. The
type of team that we are, franchise tagging people isn't efficient for the salary cap. So I think we're going to try to avoid that as much as possible.
So you're saying they're going to come to terms at the end of the season and sign an extension?
I think it's going to become a situation to where, like, oh, this year played out, and you're not as good as you thought you were, so we're going to offer you this. Or he's going to have a tremendous year, which I think he's going to have, and he's going to ask for anything you want.
But that doesn't mean they got to give it to him, though.
That's true.
My stance and the team stance. I kind of can see the scenario Sean is talking about where they tag and trade them too. I can see that. I wouldn't rule that option out. But somebody would give up that Russell Wilson trade package. Or the Deshaun Watson trade package, I should say.
Well, if it goes to the Patriots or something.
Nah, the Patriots are not guaranteeing that kind of money.
We can't hear you, Sean, if you're talking to us.
Oh, my bad. I think it's Miami. I think this is where this goes. Is he could demand a trade, and if this doesn't work out by the end of this year, and maybe goes to Miami. But they gave up a lot for Tyreek, so maybe don't even have enough to make the deal.
And they got docked a pick for tanking.
Damn, the Cowboys are struggling, boy. Shit.
Yeah, they never real.
This is ugly. All right, your boy, man, the best quarterback in the league. 5 tutties.
My homeboy.
Woo. Spread it out to everybody.
5 touchdowns, 380, 30 for 39. Hey, you blaming Kyler.
I mean, damn.
He ain't stink up the joint, but he ain't play well either. This is a Cliff Kingsbury deal, in my opinion. I would get him out of there.
Mahomes is angling to be the best quarterback of all time. He's angling for that.
I thought it was going to be some fall off.
You did call it. I was like, oh, I didn't see that one, but you did call it. You tried to call that one. So far, not so good on that front.
Second, third, five.
Oof. Without his best
one. Emin Allen. him and Allen, two best going right now.
I actually think that. I mean,
go ahead.
Josh Allen hasn't beaten him, so until that happens, like
he can't be the second best because he hasn't beaten the best.
I've heard people saying like your boy.
He's better than Mahomes. I haven't made that argument.
Your boy, who we need to stop listening to, Phil Sims or whatever the fuck his name is. He's terrible at
Chris Sims.
Right, yeah. He needs to stop. He's terrible at this. He believes that Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league. Which is, I mean, it's not a terrible assessment.
It's not off base to me, but
he ain't beat him. He has not beaten him. Once he does that, then we can talk. But he ain't done that yet. So let's get to that point.
I don't know. He's really, really good though.
No. He's fucking real. I think they're 1-2. I think they're 1-2.
I got him 1-2 with Mahomes, but I don't think it's crazy talk. I personally disagree, but I don't think it's crazy talk to say he's number one. But he's the clear-cut number two, in my opinion.
I think if you know what, I'm not gonna say that because Mahomes has other weapons besides Tyreek. I was gonna say if they had dropped off, if they don't have. What's his name? What's the wide receiver's name? I can't call it right now. Diggs. If they don't have Diggsy,
he got better weapons. Does he look as good?
And I don't know.
Diggs is that's his only big time weapon.
That's what I'm saying.
Most teams in the league don't have nobody like Diggs, though.
He's like their whole O, though. Like Josh Allen. He's like their running game, their passing game. He's their red zone weapon. Like, he's the whole show.
Look at this.
This is nice. And one of them picks wasn't even his fault. The wide receiver let the DB take the ball out of his hand.
Yeah. Nasty. He even making this nigga, like, nice. I don't even know
who that is.
Gabe, I don't even know how Gabe Davis is even, like, a thing, but he is.
Jameson Crowder, like dog, look at that receiver room. Once you take Diggs out, Diggs is a legit one. And Dawson, then the rest?
I like Dawson.
No running backs.
They honestly are kind of shaped the same. These are two, they kind of mirror images of each other in terms of how they their personnel set up for sure. In terms of running back by committee, one elite wide receiver.
Cooper Kupp nicer than Diggs to me, though.
Oh, yeah. That white boy is fucking real. He's really real.
I can't even.
He's real, man.
I don't think Stafford that nice, but Kupp can play, man. Kupp can really go.
No, none to speak of.
Josh Allen is the running game, though.
Yeah.
He did 5.6 a carry and a touchdown. Josh Allen, nice man.
Yeah, he nice.
Stafford, I never was big on Stafford. I never.
Won a Super Bowl, man. I mean, damn.
It happens.
Everybody wins one. What?
Everybody can win one. Everybody can win one.
Stop, man.
Nick Foles won one. Eli Manning got two, and he's not even that nice. He got two of them shit.
Stafford looked like he's done, though. That elbow thing is like a real thing.
Yeah, that people was talking that arm fatigue shit.
He's finished.
The way he's throwing it, it looks ugly. It looks ugly.
So. But yeah,
he cashed in. He got that one. He cashed in on him.
Yeah, they cashed in.
They look cooked though. They look cooked.
Yeah, I don't.
Zona looks a hot mess.
Yeah, let's take a look at the standings.
Shit, we might be able to win the division with like 9-10 wins. Might win that shit
for sure. Couldn't tell you who comes out. Couldn't tell you.
NFC is shit, man. NFC is dog.
Is it us?
No.
We off to a good start, though.
It's gotta be Philly, Philly, Minnesota, Tampa, and then us or Seattle or the Rams. I look at and then I can't count out Green Bay just because they got Aaron Rodgers.
Sit you niggas home with an L. Like, hey, don't bring that West Coast shit out here, dog. Go
can't
back.
I can't believe it.
Take
out.
Y'all at. Hey, man. Hey, have fun on the way back to O'Hare, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't believe you let that shit happen.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, take this L with you and get out of my city.
I can't believe you let that shit happen.
Woo! Yeah! I love it. I love it. All right. Okay.
What about the Saints, though?
I like the Saints a lot, actually.
They might got a chance to. Because everybody got a chance in the NFC. Look like anybody in the top. Anybody that get in the dance.
Yeah.
Look like they could win. AFC, another story, though.
Damn it. We were just like a tad bit better. We not.
Just though. A little bit better. Y'all will have a chance. I don't think y'all have the roster.
Because I don't think, all of these teams are trash. All of them have.
The top ones are beatable, yes.
They all have.
Philly. Issues. Minnesota. The Bucks. They're having some serious issues on the O-line. New Orleans.
Ugly.
We're a relative unknown. The Rams are struggling, it looks like. Arizona's a mess. Seattle is tanking.
Every division.
Every division real though.
Except this one. This one's trash. They should be out.
The South is the NFC. They should be over to the NFC. Because all of them is trash in the AFC South. I don't know who wins the AFC South. The Titans by default? I don't know.
It might be the Texans.
Maybe.
Well, they tie. So you have two teams that tied and two teams who lost.
Ugly.
Shit, look at the West. Everybody lost.
That's like, who's winning that division? Shit.
It looks like there's a tie between the team that tied.
I don't know about this kid, man.
Let me see his line. What do you look like? I ain't watching. I ain't watching the Jaguars game this year.
I'm cool on him.
275.
He threw
a lot though.
Uh-huh. Wentz was playing. Oh shit.
Yeah, four tutties.
Washington is not bad either. They're like another mediocre team. That's decent. I like their wide receiver though. I like a couple of the wide receivers that they got.
Yeah, me too. He's apparently like the real. He got in there twice.
Christian Kirk? He hooped though.
No, he can hoop. He's hooping.
Hey, he hooped though. He got that bag. I don't think he was worth that money, but he played worth it for me. He played up to his contract today. 20-yard reception, $117. No touchdowns, but 6.5 a clip, 1-1.
Okay, so he didn't even get touched that much. And just had this line. This is nasty. No.
You out on Trevor Lawrence.
This is nasty. I don't think he's that good. Just don't.
He was all hype.
I mean, that's what it looks like. It's going the motherfucker that get out of the NFC is gonna be like a surprise team. I don't know who it is, but it's gonna be like, what the fuck? Like the Commanders or some shit. Like that's it's gonna be a shock, like, whoa, what the fuck? One of them. Probably. Hopefully us, but I doubt it.
Look like Dax hurt.
Dax hurt?
Yeah, he
got injured.
Yeah, he's back up to the game now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Cooper Rush.
They're cooked.
Yeah. They cooked with him. But imagine if he get hurt. Shit.
All right. Damn, we can close it up, guys. It's 11. My time. We could keep doing it. I'm just busy during the week, but we could do it on the weekends. And I think they're going to expand the NBA.
I don't get that.
They're
going
to add a team.
So what are they going to do about that?
Put Minnesota in the East and maybe Dallas or Houston, one of them. Whoever's closest. Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You know, those teams just shift. But I think basketball, I think both of those cities should have a team.
I think there's
another
they'll
city
get one.
Team too. You said what, kid?
There's another city that should have a team too.
Yeah, well, it don't like y'all on the list.
Bro, I drove through Pittsburgh, bro. How the fuck they got a team?
Bro,
I go through Pittsburgh, bro, and was like, bro, they got two professional teams.
Yeah.
They got a hockey squad, too. How in the fuck? I feel like I drove back into, like, slavery times. Like, yes, sir. Like, how the fuck they got a team and we don't? Not one.
They could put another one back in Seattle.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Seattle and Vegas.
Yeah.
Those are the two teams.
Especially Vegas, because you're going to just automatic bread.
The thing about Louisville, I mean, it's the argument is the distance. Is there just too many teams in a
close radius? Indianapolis, Memphis, Atlanta. All relatively close.
But we already have a stadium. Not a stadium, I mean, an arena.
They never really had no team. Those guys usually don't have too much trouble getting the money to get that together.
And they don't know. Another thing they're concerned about is the support.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's a college crazed state.
That's true.
Are you really?
But they love basketball in Kentucky, so I could see them getting behind that.
Are you really gonna go? All right.
I feel you. There's a team down the street though in Indianapolis, too, not too far away. So it's a little too close.
That's an hour and a half. So.
I mean, and that's not the greatest market. It's not like LA where you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel comfortable just putting two teams in that market.
And feel hell no, fuck no.
Because you're basically doing the same thing for the population.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't think Louisville gets one. No, I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, Vegas makes
Vegas sense. Like Vegas. I can see it over there.
And Seattle makes sense too, for sure. I mean, to get theirs back. So
I'd rather do Vegas if I was the NBA. But
I hope the NFL expands. I want another football team.
Two in Chicago.
I want another one. I don't give a fuck if we get good or not.
Ain't y'all getting rid of like Soldier Field or some shit?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So okay. The Bears are moving to Arlington Heights. So, I want another team. I want another team. I don't know if it happens.
LA got two, and they don't even like football. At least they like football up there. Shit. LA, they just won the Super Bowl. They had their home opener, and they was using a silent count at the crib.
That's just crazy.
Coming up a Super Bowl year.
That shit is nuts to me. Nuts.
And they got two squads over there.
I was like, are they using a silent count? Yeah.
At the crib for a team that's on the other side of the country.
It's crazy.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it. And they and, but the NFL felt the need to put two teams in LA.
I want the Jags, man.
They get. I don't think they leave in Jacksonville.
Why the fuck not?
I mean, I would, but I haven't heard any kind of rumblings about them wanting to get up
out of there. I heard they were trying to go like international.
Get a, it's too far, man. They've been talking that London shit. That's a long ass flight, man.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe Canada. Maybe you could put one in Toronto. But I don't think they would have a following though. Like, I don't think they would the people in Toronto would fuck with.
I think it was like Mexico City or some shit. I don't
know. That would make more like Canada or Mexico would make more sense. But they spent so much time trying to cultivate a fan base in London with all of those London games every single year. They wanted to go that route. I would have done that in like you said, like Mexico City or some shit.
But the thing is, if you're an East Coast team and you're flying to the West Coast, isn't that the, basically the same thing as going to London?
Hell nah.
No. No. Not the same.
Nigga, you done been to London and you live on the West Coast.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
If you fly from New York to LA.
That's what?
3-4 hours?
Three.
What's London like? Eight?
I thought London was like 5 or 6.
I thought it was like 8.
I'm thinking more like 8. It might be 6. 5 seems short. Because when I flew from Atlanta to Paris, that shit was like 8 and change. So, I mean, London might shave an hour and a half off. That's still a lot of travel for a football team, though.
Hell yeah.
And then how would the taxes work?
It's just not going to work, man.
Would it be like the guys that play overseas, and then the team pays the like I don't know how it's really complicated, and then the logistics on it are really. I mean, I get why they want to expand the game and make it global like basketball.
For sure,
I get it. It's just not feasible because basketball you can play it in other countries. Like football takes so much equipment and so much money. To start develop like leagues that kids and stuff are playing, like the locals. So I don't think it's feasible for football like it is with basketball and soccer, where you just need a ball and a court or field.
And a shirt and some shorts.
And you goody. Yeah, shoot. You don't even need a shirt. just some shorts.
Man, I can't believe we beat you niggas. That is crazy to me, son. We like, we on, G. We on, fam. That's what's up.
I can't believe that shit either, man. That was disappointing, man.
In the group chat, what did I say?
You said we was gonna lose, nigga. Oh, I forget did. That shit. Oh, you remember that shit too, nigga.
I really didn't remember.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I think Trey Lance is a bust, so I could have been on either side.
Nah, he played kind of well.
No, he played decent. Yeah, I'll give him like a C.
Our man just played better.
Wouldn't say all that, but
I would. We won. What the fuck are you talking about? So
just because he won don't mean he played better. I mean,
Lance, the first iteration of Lance and Fields. Goes to Fields. Let's go. Woo! Let's go.
Woo!
that was quite the defensive breakdown. Quite the breakdown.
This nigga is not happy, man.
No, I'm not that he's gonna have a top three defense. And these niggas wet the bed in the second half. Top three defense. Though. We look like a top three defense in the first half. And then that second half, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I see why they kept Jimmy, though, because the team with Jimmy last year is going to the Super Bowl this year, period. Like, it's going. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is, bro. Yeah, it is.
You it's a different team than that team.
All right.
Because if we had that Debo from last year, that's what I'm saying. But he hasn't been that same Debo. You know what I'm saying?
Telling you their thought process.
It's a different dynamic.
I'm telling you their thought process, bro. That's why they kept him. That's why they kept him.
Nobody wanted him as a starter.
Or was the asking price too high?
This nigga Tom Brady looks old.
He is
old. Looks too old to be wearing shoulder pads.
It's like 40, what's it like 46, 45?
You heard his wife was mad as fuck. He went back.
They tried that. He went back.
I heard that shit. Of course.
Oh, her?
I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe bitch. Not.
She'll go back to Leo.
She used to fuck with Leo?
Yeah. You think she fucking with, like, regular niggas? She fucking around with regular niggas?
I didn't know she used to fuck with Leo.
Yeah, that's Leo was with her first.
Leo be fucking bitches, bro.
He be Leo fucking. Got him, man. Leo got him.
He might be the like in terms of stick men, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's him and Derek Jeter.
DJ, ooh, telling you,
Derek Jeter got him too.
Is it him or Derek Jeter?
Jeter got him too.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're pulling the bad ones.
New York, and you the best player, and y'all winning the nigga won like 6 championships. Yeah, we bitch. Now he probably got stories, nigga. Crazy ones. Crazy.
Oh yeah, he was the man in New York all that time.
Cause New York got him, nigga.
Who got more, New York or LA?
Who got him back? Ooh. I would lean LA because they going out there, all the bad ones is going out there.
Moving out there to try to make it. Yeah,
right.
To make
New York got him, dog. Got him.
Homegrown.
And then they got.
No, I know New York got into
them. And they got the Trump card. New York got. I don't know. Cause New York got the motherfucking Dominicans and shit.
They get a lot of the foreigners. They get a lot of the
foreigners,
European model types. They get the
Cubans.
Yeah, like you said, the Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans, all of them come up there.
I went to Walmart when I was in New York.
It was
word.
Said it was ignorant at Walmart.
I told you.
Thick asses everywhere.
Word.
Everywhere.
God making a lot of bad ones, man. I'll be on Instagram be like
he be falling for the filter traps.
Oh, give a fuck. Hey, it be a new one every day. I was like, all right, I just be having to get off that bitch. It's too much.
I'll go into Instagram models.
It's too much, man. It's too much. It's a new one every day they throw me.
Say, where you been hiding that?
How you get this many followers and I haven't seen you before?
Sometimes you get the ones with like only about 4,000 of them. You like, oh. Up and comer. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and I got a hidden gem.
Yeah. when they got under like 10, you could probably still like, you know.
Might get a shot.
Yeah. Once they get past like 25, that's a wrap.
Don't need waste your time. Mm-hmm.
You got to be flexing on the gram too.
From experience or time?
Huh?
It's scary, bro. Are you worried?
Huh?
Huh? I said, is this theory or you like went ahead and did field research, brother?
Are we going anecdotal or are we going?
Yeah. So, oh man. All right, we're going to sign off this mug. I'm going to at least stop the pod. Peace.